Lambert's claim that some Iraqis wanted to pull down the statue is corroborated to some extent by Qadim Sharif Hassan al-Jabbouri, a local mechanic. Qadim claims that he once fixed motorcycles for Saddam and his son Uday, but there had been a dispute over money. Uday had him thrown in prison. 14 or 15 people in my own family were executed by Saddam, Qadim told the BBC. When he heard American forces were coming, he was happy. He says he took his sledgehammer and left his nearby garage to go to Firdaus Square. Lambert asked Lewis, if a sledgehammer and rope fell off the 88, would you mind?
I wouldn't mind, Lewis replied. But don't use the 88.
Lambert says he gave the Iraqis his sledgehammer, though Qadim claims to have brought his own. It is unclear then whether the idea to attack the statue came from a relatively low-ranking US soldier, from an Iraqi civilian, or from both. Qadim began to hammer at the statue, but all he could really do was get a couple of plaques off the base. Lambert's rope was thrown around the statue's neck. There was little chance of this small crowd toppling such a large bronze. An hour went by. Saddam was not budging. We watched them with the rope, and I knew that was never going to happen, Lambert told journalist Peter Maas, who wrote a detailed investigation of the felling of the statue in 2011. They were never going to get it down. At this point, the handful of Iraqis having a go at the statue seemed inclined to give up and go home. Just then, McCoy came out of the hotel. I realized this was a big deal, he said. You've got all the press out there, and everybody is liquored up on the moment. You have this Paris 1944 feel. I remember thinking, the media is watching the Iraqis trying to topple this icon of Saddam Hussein. Let's give them a hand. McCoy radioed a senior officer, who authorized him to involve troops directly in pulling down the statue. McCoy told his troops they could use the M88 recovery vehicle after all, providing there were no fatalities.